Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 25.
I want to thank you for watching and listening to Table Talk. And for the next several weeks, I'm going to be sharing with you about the responsibility that God has given to every single one of us to not be introverts, even though, you know what, frankly, that's kind of my disposition of who I am, a description of what I am. But we do have the responsibility of sharing the good news of the Lord with everybody. And sometimes culturally, that's not easy. And I know a lot of people are intimidated by people. And it's not so much people that we see in the regular clothes that they would normally wear at their homes, but, you know, a judge in his robes for some people is intimidating. A medical doctor with his white jacket on and all the instruments of the doctor going to a surgery room, that could be intimidating. Or a lawyer with rows of books and things that he has studied to get the degrees that he has. Or anything else, a professor, or a fireman, or a policeman, or military personnel. I mean, whatever. Sometimes we're intimidated by those kinds of people. And we think that I could never speak to them. They're on another plane. And sometimes we think they're in another world where I am. So how in the world could I speak into their life? And when you reduce it down to this, oh God, help me see people the way that you see people. What does God see? A lawyer? A doctor? A banker? A fireman? A housewife? A factory worker? A truck driver? No. He sees a soul that is either lost or saved. That's how he sees people. And that's how we should see people as well. Taking it to the Word of God, the book of Mark chapter 16 and verse 15. Mark 16 and 15 very plainly says, he said to them, go ye. Who's the ye? Ye's you. Go ye into all of the world. And Dr. Oral Roberts did say, go into every man's world. And so it's just not the geographic, but it is that business world, the factory world, the medical world, the banking world, everybody's world. Go into the world and preach the gospel to every single creature, every single one of them. How did Brother Summerall do that? How did my dad do that? Well, when he first got saved, he still didn't like people. He had a problem with people. He was not nice to people that were of the ministry even, and in his unsaved days, because his mom, God bless her heart, she was a prayer warrior and prayed almost all of her kids into the kingdom of God, and many of them went directly into the ministry. And then there was this hellion named Lester. And he was all over the place. He got into fist fights. He wanted to be rich because in his family they were tired of being poor. And that was his goal in life, just to show everybody who I am and what I can do. Until he was struck down with tuberculosis, about to die. And the doctors gave a verdict over him saying, this young boy is going to be dead within 2 hours. I want you to come by my office tomorrow and pick up a death certificate so you can get a burial plot in a cemetery. He only has 2 hours to live. Some of you have heard that story, and maybe many more have not. But that was a life-changing experience. But the problem was this, he still didn't love people, even though something happened on the inside of him. He still did not love people. And so he was doing his best to go out and preach because the Lord told him, as long as you preach, you can live. I said, well, I don't want to die. I'm only 17. And so I want to live to be an old man, so I better get going here. So he preached. He gave his little story and gave his sermon, and over time got a little bit better. One time he had a guy that was with him that was tried to lead singing and play guitar. And all of a sudden, Lester Summerall fell into a trance during the meeting. And he was there by himself. And by the end of that night, everybody had gone. They turned out the lights, left him all there by himself. He had no idea what went on with the song leader, with the congregation, with anything. But he knows that he was in a trance. He was out. And God was speaking to him. And God showed him the nations of the world. And they were in their dress familiar to that particular nation. So Africans were dressed like Africans, Chinese like Chinese, Europeans like Europeans. So he could identify what country they were from. And they're going down the road of life, happily going. I mean, they were having a whale of a good time going down the road of life. And then the Spirit of God picked him up and took him down to the end of the road. There was a precipice, the flames of hell, and the people at that point were trying to press back, trying to get back, but they couldn't because the press of the people were pushing them over the edge of life, going into eternity. And just before they fell into the flames, they would all seem to look up to the face of Lester Sumrall, said, "Oh, dear God." And then God quoted him a scripture they didn't even know was there. "If the ungodly die in his ungodliness, but you don't warn him, I will require his blood at your hands." He said, "His blood? My hands? I don't know them. I don't know that I'll ever see them. I really don't know those people. I've never been out of the South. How in the world, God, could you say that I am responsible when I don't know anything about the United States besides where I live, let alone the rest of the world?" But God told him, "If you don't warn them, I will require their blood at your hands." And God just didn't speak that to Lester Sumrall. He said those same words to every single one of us. And he's saying those same words to you right now through my lips, quoting his word into your life. Thanks for listening to Table Talk. I'm going to share a whole lot more about this same thing on the next time we get together. Thanks.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Sumrall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Sumrall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.